you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can catch us here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. You can catch us on your radio dial at Heaven 97. That's 970 a.m. in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Or you can catch us also streaming live on the internet at true-church.org. I just praise God for this opportunity to come before you again and say that God is truly blessing EX Ministries, True Church Perspective. These things are still moving forward. And thank all of you for your wonderful emails and your support. And those of you that continue to support True Church Perspective, even when we were just running some of our videos, you were still sending in financial support and different things. And I just thank you so much for that. That keeps us going. That keeps this broadcast alive and on the air. You know, I know people think sometimes that God just pays the bill and you don't have to worry about it. God's going to pay it. But I got news for you. God doesn't have a checkbook in heaven, but God uses men. He uses your money. So please, you know, continue to send in your support. If this broadcast is blessing you, many of you listen, and I've gotten just a ton of emails and different things of support from people that listen to the broadcast regularly, say that it is changing their lives and helping their families and different things. So make sure that you sow into that. Make sure that you give to that. Give to those that are blessing your life. And that is just a rule of thumb. When someone is blessing your life, it is good to give and support them so that they can bless others. So we're going to go right into this. I did a blog earlier this week on the website, exministries.com. It's called Line of Sight. And those of you that understand that terminology, it is military terminology. And line of sight really means that you're able to see the target, or you're able to see what it is you're looking for without anything obscuring your vision. So, you know, if there was 2 points and they had radio frequencies that they wanted, or radio equipment that they wanted to reach another point, they would usually say, you know, you can hear if you can see. So we need clear line of sight. That means there's nothing obstructing our view or our signals from reaching the other point. We have line of sight. That means we can see. So if we can see, we can hear and communicate clearly. And I did this blog because I was just reminded of our lives as Christians and believers, and how, you know, if we're true believers and true Christians, we need line of sight with Jesus at all times. You never really know how important that is until you run into obstacles and trials and tribulations and different things come up. It may be health issues. It may be family. It may be different things that come up in your life that cause a struggle. You know, it's easy to see God when things are going good. It's easy to know he's there when things are wonderful, and you can just feel his presence when good music is being played, and you can just feel him when your bills are all paid and you get that promotion and you get engaged and find that husband or wife or whatever. You know, we know God is there, and it's just hallelujah, praise him, and we throw our hands up and give him glory. But when things go bad, when things are going wrong, when it feels like the world is against you and you deal with troubles and trials and situations, it's not so easy to know he's there. That's why you need clear line of sight. That means we don't need obstacles or different things in our way, but we need to make sure that our relationship with Jesus Christ is sound. Our relationship with God is sound. That means it's solid. That means that we know what we know. We are living in a time right now where the saints of God are being persecuted, where we are in persecution and tribulation and all of these different things because we have leadership in the government right now that does not acknowledge God as the true God of this planet. He does not acknowledge the Bible as the only infallible word of God. But we have a leader, we have a president, and we have a group of people that work with him that are godless and that are sending a godless tone throughout the earth, throughout America. It's resonating through America, and it's getting difficult for the true saints of God. It's getting more and more difficult. Now, I know some people are listening to this and saying, it's not difficult. I don't understand what he's talking about. Well, you missed it. See, you're probably one of the ones that voted for him. But anyway, the true remnant of God, the true ambassadors of God, the true carriers of the gospel understand that right now is a tough time for true believers to stand strong and to have courage. It is a tough time because it seems like the Antichrist agenda is right before us. And God is using that, I believe it, to make a difference between those that belong to him and those that belong to Satan or those that are of this world. There is a difference being made. And so it is getting harder and harder for the body of Christ. You know, I talked to ministers and pastors and different ones that are a part of this remnant all over the world. And they all are just, I mean, it's just struggles. And I'm not talking about financial struggles in the churches and different things. No, I'm talking about personal struggles. The enemy is attacking their marriages and their homes. The enemy's attacking them mentally and physically. The enemy is launching attacks. So you have to understand, the enemy knows his time is winding up. So he's going to come with the big guns during this time and really try to show himself in this hour. Because now, since there is a man in the White House that is pro-abortion, that is pro-same-sex marriage, that is for all of these godless agendas, now he has an opportunity to cascade himself throughout the world and throughout America. And what he's doing is causing a reverb kind of effect through the homes and lives of a lot of our leaders. So even in the church, it is just becoming a struggle to just do what is right. And a lot of people are up against the wall because the enemy is attacking them financially. He's attacking them spiritually. He's attacking them naturally and physically and emotionally. So we're seeing a lot of this right now, but I'm here to encourage you that you must keep line of sight. That means you must keep your eyes on Christ. Matthew 14 tells us the story about Peter on the boat and Jesus beckoning him out on the water. And Peter asked him, hey, you know, Jesus, I see you walking on water and I want to walk out there with you. I want to walk to you. So beckon me to come. And I know if you say come, then I can come. And of course, Christ told him, well, come on, Peter, come on. So Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But then Peter began to look around and notice his surroundings. First of all, he noticed that it is impossible for Jesus to be walking on this water. So I know it's impossible for me to walk on this water. Then he began to see the winds and the waves, and he began to become afraid and frightened. And the Bible said he began to sink. And as he began to sink, and I know it's hard for us to get a mental picture of this because walking water is such a, you know, it's such a miraculous feat. It's hard for us to get a glimpse of that in our minds, but I can understand as Peter began to sink, the first thing he thought was, Lord Jesus, please save me, you know, save me. And the Bible says immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, took hold of Peter and said, Peter, you're a little faith. Why did you doubt? In other words, you were doing good as long as you kept your eyes on me. As long as you had clear line of sight, you were walking. You were doing what I called you out here to do. And the reason why he would say that is because he's the one that beckoned Peter to come out. Had he said, no, Peter, stay on the boat, Peter would have stayed on the boat. But Jesus called him out. So that means Jesus was responsible for him walking the water. That meant that as long as Peter kept his eyes on Christ, he was able to walk on the water. Let me go through three of these things as it pertains to line of sight and keeping vision upon God and seeing God for who he is, you know, making sure there aren't things in our way. There are three things I want to deal with when it comes to line of sight and communications so we can continually communicate with Christ, so we can continually keep him in our view. The first thing is we need to always make sure we keep Jesus where we can see him. Now, like I said, when things are going good, it's easy to see him. It's easy to know he's there because he's good. We know that he's good. We know that he loves us. We know that he's wonderful. The Bible says his name is wonderful. He's a wonderful counselor. He is just a wonderful God that we serve. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has all of those wonderful attributes. And I mean, we know when he's there, when things are going good, he must be there. That's what we say in our minds. But you know, you better be careful with that, because a lot of times the enemy can set you up with some good stuff in order to get you some bad stuff. So make sure you understand it's not always just because it's good. It's not always Christ. But we do know that when things are going good, it's easier for us to understand his love, and it's easier for us to feel his love. But listen, don't be distracted by the cares of this world. In other words, we can see Christ when things are going good, but we get distracted, just like Peter, when the cares of this world come upon us. Now, Luke 21 is giving us the account of Christ's return in the last days. And he says, but take heed to yourselves and be on guard for the return of Christ, is what he's talking about, lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed, weighed down with the giddiness and headaches and nausea of self-indulgence, drunkenness, and worldly worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life, and lest that day come upon you suddenly like a trap, meaning Jesus coming back and surprising you. Why? Because you are bogged down with the headaches of this world, the worldly worries and cares. Listen to what I'm saying, people. You can't keep your eyes on Christ. You can't keep a clear view of Christ and what he's able to do and his love. You know, you will forget how much he loves you if you concentrate on all the worries that are going on in your life. Not only will worries hurt you in the spirit, but they'll also hurt you in the natural. Your body can't handle those worries. I talk about that all the time. So we must cast our cares upon the one that careth for us. Jesus cares for us. So that means that we need to keep Jesus where we can see him. You know, when we are going through trials and tribulations, we need to make sure he's in clear view. We have line of sight and not be distracted by the cares of this life or by the business of this life. A lot of times we want to cry out to God at the first of every month because bills are too much. But you got to understand, a lot of times we are the ones trying to live above our means. We are the ones trying to do better in this society so we can look better in the eyes of men. But we have to understand, sometimes it's good to just keep things basic. Sometimes when your money is basic, your lifestyle needs to be basic. And we don't need to live by faith when it comes to trying to have more than what we can't afford. Amen. That's not faith. That's foolishness. But living by faith is knowing that our needs will be met. We are living within our means. We are budgeting. We are saving. We are doing the things, being a good steward over the things that God has given us. And as we do that, then we keep our eyes on Christ and make sure that we know that Christ is our source. He is the source of our income. He will sustain us and keep us as long as we are being good stewards over what he has given us. So we need to, number one, keep Jesus where we can see him. Don't look around. Don't get distracted. Get people out your ear that's always trying to make you do something that you know you shouldn't do. Amen. And this isn't just pertaining to financial things. This is pertaining to emotional things. Keep people that are emotionally tied to you. Some of us have emotional soul ties to people, and they come around and they distract us. They begin to talk that jive in our ears and begin to distract us from what we know we should be doing and where we know we should be going. And here they come, and you know it's going to pull you off. We need to get rid of everything in our life that keeps our eyes off Jesus Christ. So all of those things, all those people, places, and things, it's like all those nouns, you need to get them out of your life so that you can keep line of sight on Jesus and keep Jesus where you can see him. The second thing I want to deal with right now pertaining to line of sight is to keep God head of your life. Now, this is a little different than number one because we have to make sure that God is the head of our life. He is chiefest in our life. He is number one, numero uno. He is God of all gods in our lives. You know, the thing that got God upset every time in the Old Testament was when his people would go whoring after other gods, or when they would commit adultery with other gods and begin to call other gods great. God said the first commandment, thou shalt have no other god before me. So he's saying, I am a jealous God. I will not tolerate the worship of other gods. And we know all through the Bible, whenever people would try to put other gods against him, God would raise up something to destroy their gods and to show that he was the true and living God. Even with Pharaoh in Exodus, God began to judge their gods, all of their gods, through the plagues of Egypt, and judged every one of them through all the 9 plagues. And it was a wonderful feat that God performed because he wanted to show that he was God of all. And so we have to remember that we cannot allow anything to have God's place in our heart. He won't compete for first place. We have to make him first place. And if he's first place, he's clear line of sight. If there's another God in your way, listen to me, people. If there's another God in your way, then it obscures your line of sight. You can't see God clearly. Now, when things are going good, it may not matter to you that much. But when things go bad, when things go wrong, when you need a miracle, when you need a breakthrough, when you need him to come through for you, you need clear line of sight. That means that those things that are in the way, and this is including some of the music you listen to, some of the artists, some of the movie stars you're watching, some of the people that have pledged their lives to Satan, some of the people you are following, some of the things that you are indulging in, some of the oaths you've taken through fraternities, sororities, and Freemasonry, and different things. I talk about these things all the time because if you're taking oaths and making promises and oaths to false gods, those things may not matter at the time because you're trying to position yourself for greatness or to get a job, or you want a frat brother or a sorority sister to help hook you up later on in life and all those kind of things. Yeah, you're thinking about that now. But when trials and tribulations come, when you physically are sick and challenged with your own health, when you are challenged with your relationship, when your husband walks out on you, when your wife walks out on you, when your children are wayward, when these different things come up, these storms in our lives begin to come up, you're going to need the true and living God to get you out. The God of the deltas can't help you. The God of the alphas can't help you. Those false gods you took oaths to, they're only going to hinder you and be in your way unless you denounce them and put the true and living God in his place so that he can be before you and you can have clear line of sight so you can see him and hear him and know what it is that he wants from you. Deuteronomy 11 and 28 says, he's talking about giving you a blessing and a curse. He says, I'm going to give you a blessing if you do us right. He said, but I'm going to give you a curse if you will not obey the commandment of the Lord, but turn aside out of the way which I command you to go after other gods which you have not known. So he's saying, you're going after other gods that have not even made themselves known to you. He was telling the children of Israel, I have made myself known to you. I brought you out of Egypt. I did miracles in Egypt for you. I've performed miracles for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the great God, but you're going after all of these other gods to position yourself for greatness, to position yourself to be something, to feel like you are special. You're going after these other gods, and God is saying, you don't know them. They don't know you. I know you because I made you. So if you want the blessing and not the curse, you have to deny access to other gods. You have to deny all other gods and make sure I am in first place. So remember, y'all, that's very important. Keep God head of your life. Make sure he's number one. That gives you line of sight. That means that when I need God, he's there and I can communicate with him. And there's no other god in between me and him. There's nothing obscuring my relationship or my communication. Nothing is blocking my communication to where he can't hear me or I can't hear him. But God is there. He's right right there because I place him as number one. He is the only wise God, my Savior. Number three, I want to deal with this one, and this is the final one. If you happen to take your eyes off him, now this is wonderful right here because this shows the mercy and grace of God. If you happen to take your eyes off him and began to look at the waves like Peter did, and you know, sometimes it's just human nature. Sometimes things and obstacles and situations can be so great that they overwhelm us in the natural, and they cause us to get off a little bit. They cause us to take our eyes off of our goal or take our eyes off Christ for a moment, and we begin to sink just like Peter did. If you take your eyes off and begin to sink and begin to focus on the waves, remember that Jesus, he loves you enough to keep you from drowning. This is so wonderful because as soon as Peter began to sink, the Bible says immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said, "Peter, get up right now. Why did you doubt?" And Peter was just being a human at that time, and he took his eyes off Christ. Now this happens. Now understand the tone that I'm preaching in right now. I'm not saying that, you know, we should count on this all the time, or this is the way it's going to always go, or we going to always fall down but we get up. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that we glory in that. I'm not saying that we continue to fall. No, but I'm saying sometimes the cares of this life will knock you back, knock you off your feet. Sometimes the test and the trial will cause you to lose balance a little bit, and sometimes you take your eyes off of the goal at hand or off of the call of God, and a lot of times you take your eyes off Christ. And I'm just saying that there is an advocate that we have with the Father, and that advocate is Jesus Christ. And he loves us so much. God loves us so much that if we begin to sink, he will immediately save us from drowning. He will not let us die. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. So he will make sure that he cause a way of escape for you so you don't go under the waves, so you don't go under the water. If your eyes are truly set up on him, and if he knows that you are truly focused on his call, even when you get off a little, he's right there to lift you out of that water and keep you from drowning. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not what? Should not perish. That means not die like that, but have everlasting life. So even after this life, there is everlasting life. And even in this life, there is abundant life. He's saying, I'm not going to let you drown. I'm not going to let you die. So even when you get your eyes off, I will save you. I will rescue you. I will not let the winds and the waves destroy you. This is wonderful. This is why he said he would not put more on you than you can bear. In other words, I will help you through the wind. I will help you through the waves. I will help keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. So maybe Peter's eyes weren't on him, but his mind was on him because he said, Jesus, save me from these waves. And Jesus immediately reached in and grabbed him and lifted him up to safety. Matthew 14:29, the whole account, he said, come. And Peter got out of the boat, walked onto the water, came to Jesus, and when he began to see the wind and the waves and began to be frightened and began to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. So this tells us right here, and I love this passage because this tells us that even though he may have taken his eyes off of him, he didn't take his heart or his confidence. He knew that Jesus had the power to save him from what he was in. Now, this is true line of sight. And we have to remember that line of sight is our sight, seeing God, keeping God in a place where we can reach him, where we can touch him, where we can speak to him. And this comes naturally through reading his word and making sure. Listen, y'all, we are in a tough time right now in America. We're in a tough time in this world. Why? Because we're at the end and we're seeing pastors fall and bishops fall and leaders fall. We're seeing the great falling away that the scripture talk to us about. We're seeing that men's hearts are failing them. And we're seeing that all these signs that would come to show us the end are manifesting themselves in this time. And in this time, listen, y'all, as I begin to talk to ministers and different ones everywhere, don't you know that the enemy is launching his greatest attacks against the body of Christ right now? He's attacking families. He's attacking marriages. He's attacking children. He's attacking leaders. He's attacking all of these different things. Why? Because he knows his time is short and he's making preparation for the Antichrist to be revealed and for the end of all things to come. So understand, things are getting tough for the true believers. The economy is tough. Jobs are tough. It's tough out there. But understand this, we must keep line of sight. It is more important now than ever before to stay in your word, to stay on your knees, continue to pray and ask God, Lord, hear my prayer. Rescue me from these winds and these waves. God, hear my prayer. Keep me so the enemy does not have a place to destroy me. Father, God, keep my heart pure before you. Lord, keep me in the place that I need to be so I can have clear line of sight. That means I see you, God. And that means I hear you. And that means that there aren't other gods, other things, other situations in my way of getting to you. Because right now, people of God, we need him more than ever before. But if you can't communicate with him, if you don't have that relationship with him, if you haven't given him the true place and created true line of sight to him, you will fall in this time. Why do I say that? Because we are in a time where the enemy is causing men's hearts to fail and men are falling away. Be encouraged, Christian. Be encouraged, man of God. Be encouraged, woman of God. Be encouraged, all those that listen to this broadcast. Your money may look a certain way. Your relationship may look a certain way. Your children may be acting a certain way. You may be having sickness in your body. There may be all kinds of weird things going on around you, but be encouraged, because as long as you keep your eyes on the master, he will not let you drown. He won't let the winds and the waves destroy you, but he will immediately stretch out his hands and save you and keep you afloat. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just thank you, God. I praise you for this word, God. I thank you for what you are speaking to your body today, God. I thank you for what you're giving us. Lord, I thank you for line of sight. God, we all get off sometimes. Lord, we all take our eyes off the prize sometimes. God, sometimes we get so distracted by the things that are going on in this world. God, sometimes we get so distracted by the cares of this life. God, sometimes we get a complex about some of the things that are going on, and we just can't feel your presence because there are so many things in between us and you, and our line of sight is obscured. But I pray right now for everyone, God, under the sound of my voice, God, that you would begin to open our eyes first and show us the things that are in your way. Show us the things that are obscuring our vision. Show us the things that are blocking our true line of sight. And Father, just like you said in Psalms 91, you said that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under your shadow, you will be our refuge and our fortress, God. And in you can we trust. You said you would deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the noise and pestilence, and you will cover us with your feathers. Under your wings shall we trust. God, I believe that. Then we don't have to be afraid by the terror of the night or arrows that flyeth by day. Just like Peter, God, as he began to sink under those waves and got afraid, you were there. And as long as we keep our eyes on you, we know that you are there to save us. So I pray right now, God, that the people under the sound of my voice will keep true line of sight, keep their eyes on you, and not stray away from your perfect will. In this last hour, in these last days, I pray it and I speak it in Jesus' name. We'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.